This is KB Marion with KB's Unpopular Truth. Yes, I am doing it as a podcast, and there's also a visual that goes along with it. Why? Because I felt like it, and I can. This is the first true podcast. With this podcast, it's basically me extending thoughts weekly of what is going on and trying to, I guess, internalize it in some regards. So, the basis for this episode, and I'm not trying to be like heady or some elitist intellectual bullshit or whatever, even though I don't think there's a problem with being an intellectual. I don't know how that became a dirty word within our society. You know, being smart is a terrible thing. Of course it is. But this is a new podcast for myself, where it's just me kind of musing and hopefully making you think and laugh. More laughter than thinking, hopefully. One of the first things that I was thinking about is because now everybody is doing the new me, new you, new year, all this other bullshit, and I keep seeing people doing like these like major workouts, and they're already showing like their meals and everything, like 2 days down, 2 days of eating iceberg lettuce that I know is not satisfying, 2 days of working out at the gym, you know, like all this other shit. People doing, oh, I'm doing CrossFit now, and about all this gear, all this new shit. Yo, man, how about we try moderation? How about we try to... Why is it... I feel like it's such an American thing. Like, why do we have to do everything excessively? Like, we gotta excessively watch TV. We can't watch an episode of Orange and New Black. Nah, I need to watch all 15 episodes in one sitting. Like a fucking sloth. You know, like, you know, why do we need... You know what I'm saying? Like, why can't we just have a burger? Why do we have to have a mega burger with extra cheese and bacon, 14 patties of meat? Like, why is that's an America thing, like, excessive? Like, you'll see people who are fucking single, and they're like, you're about to buy this 10-bedroom house. What do you need this space for? Well, I'm gonna Airbnb out to make sure I make the cost. Like, that is so fucking unnecessary. And that's so obnoxious. Like, we need to... How about we try moderation? How about a little bit here and there? That seems to work. You can't just go out and have a couple of beers. No, gotta get wasted. Gotta get wasted. It's just absurd. That's what I would say to people. Like, you can change whenever you want. You know what I'm saying? But try moderation. Moderation tends to beat everything out. You know what I'm saying? It really is. Yeah, it's really awkward when you're by yourself and you are done with a topic and then you have nobody to help you transition out of that topic. I'll figure it out. This is the first one, you guys. That was the other thing, was the whole, you know, with the excessiveness is like, can we, all right, so if everybody's into this whole New Year shit, can we stop balling like, can the social media Diddy era end? Can everybody not be balling? Because I know everybody is broke. And I know everybody is broke because everybody I know has a side hustle. Everybody has a job and a side hustle, and they still fucking broke. And yet, we are so incredibly broke that we can afford stupid and expensive shit. Which means that we're really not necessarily broke. Maybe that fact that we might be maybe living above our means. So yeah, this is the first segment headed down, and I will be right back. Y'all, I had to take a quick break, you know, you get that cat and mouth going. I had to get that water, but yeah, the try moderation, it'll make your life a lot easier. Okay, and once again, to the people that are shad mossing it on IG, as the young kids say. Stop it. Just stop it. Like, everybody is on their hustle, but everybody is broke. Everybody is broke. I see people that they stunting. They done bought all this new gear to look fly in the club, looking dope as fuck, looking swaggy as fuck. And they drinking like water with two lemons in it. Can't even afford a drink in the club. Stop it. Why are you even at the club if you're broke? Don't even bother going. Up there fronting, drinking a 211 40 ounce in the fucking parking lot and shit. Never. And you know you can't trust a fucking two of any alcohol that at 40 ounce that comes in a plastic bottle. Don't drink it. That means you will get fucked up. For real, for real. But yeah, one of the other things is about the side hustle thing is, I actually think it's really, really absurd that is happening. I mean, I'm not opposed to people having their entrepreneur spirit and chatting and trying to achieve something. I'm not opposed to that. But what I'm saying is that really why people have side hustles right now is because the government keeps deboing the shit out your check and products are getting more and more expensive. I have never seen so many people on the verge of prostitution and robbing the goddamn bank. I swear to God, like, I'm this close to keeping, like, set it off on loop. And hopefully I'm not Queen Latifah, because that was the most bogus way to die I've ever seen in my... Everybody's like, that's G. I'm like, man, they shot all the way through her, looking like straight Swiss cheese, man. So, quite honestly, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to talk about, and so I started looking at some stuff that was, like, trending, and I checked out what was trending on YouTube, and I see that Justin Timberlake apparently has a new album and is performing at the Super Bowl this year. And fuck that. Fuck that, man. You know, let me first start off saying bye. When this dude first came out, I rocked with him. I thought he was cool. I thought he was doing his little thing, whatever. But the moment the mans came back straight swagger jacking, you know, a Robin Thicke super hard, super tough. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. When my mans came back, I want curly haired Justin Timberlake back. I don't like the shaved head curl. I want the curly hair. I want, that's the Justin Timberlake I want back. And every new persona he creates looks faker than the previous one. And this dude has been going through a midlife crisis for the past, like, 15 years. So, seriously, I don't know what it is about that moderately talented vanilla. And I don't mean as in complexion. I mean as in personality. That is the one that, out of all the white dudes that you, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know Robert, you know, Thicke doing a little coke. There's a little edge to him. A little something to him, you know? But this dude, my God. And fuck Justin Timberlake. And you left the homegirl, Janet Jackson, out there. Still holding on to that. I will forever hold on to that. That is up there with, like, Barack Obama getting elected. it will forever remain. That's the whackness in KB's unpopular truth today. Alright, and I keep saying we, I don't even know if motherfuckers are actually gonna even listen to this shit. I'm back. Shit. This segment is called Point Blank Period. It's just where I just keep it all the way 100 about a certain topic. A topic that was also another trending topic was, I guess there's this dude on YouTube who apparently has millions of subscribers or followers, whatever the fuck. He went over to Japan, went to this forest where people consistently, you know, have known to commit suicide. And found a dead body there, filmed it, and then put it up on YouTube. And then it got 6 million views. He was asked, he eventually took it down. And, you know, people are pissed off about it. Rightfully so. I think that, you know, I understand why they're pissed off. But if we, like, alright. First off, there were 6 million motherfuckers that watched this. Okay? But every last program that, you know, that is being, you know, portrayed on all of these channels, whether it's from WorldStar or YouTube, BuzzFeed, da da da, they're just gathering content and exploiting it anyway. And to me, I thought, you know, people are mad about him showing the dead body, but, and I know people are gonna have their own reactions to it, but, I mean, there is a high suicide rate in Japan. And one of the things that I found so interesting is that they're like, the sacred, that, what are you doing to stop people from killing themselves? Like, what is, that sounds like, you know, that sounds like an epidemic. What are you doing to, yeah, it was fucked up what he did. But in the grand scheme of things, why is there, like, a location where people can go off and kill themselves? I know that there's a historical aspect to it, but people are doing it, I don't know, maybe it's a cultural thing, I don't know. But, man, whatever, fuck that. People shouldn't be killing themselves. I think we can all kind of agree on that. You know what I'm saying? But the other thing is like, looking at, like, what's so funny is, like, what parts of violence can be taboo? Like, how is, alright, Buddy showed somebody who committed suicide. We watched El Chapo escape from prison. We watched cops shoot people. We have watched Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi murdered. We didn't watch all these violent acts and aired on news, okay? Millions of views, and everybody, oh, that's what they deserve, da 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 da. Listen, I'm not saying that one equates to the other. I'm saying that, like, you're exploiting it all anyway. You know what I'm saying? You're exploiting all these aspects of it. And for people to be like, he was wrong in his taste, absolutely messed up. I look at it and I'm like, well, shit, YouTube allowed it up. They got the viewers, the advertisements for it. They say they weren't compensated for it, but please, come on. They made a shit ton of money already. I think what's really interesting is that, you know, that we're not even having a real conversation about it. Like, we have relegated a whack-ass song to proclaim suicide prevention as a big thing. And I won't get into it in this episode, because I want to try to keep it kind of slow, you know, close. But all these pop stars with these songs with the messages in them, it's cool for a minute, but when that's all you do, this shit is garbage. You're not helping a situation at all. Point blank period. Point blank period. And all that shit is exploitive regardless. So if you got to cut out one, you got to cut out the other. I try to talk about whole concepts, not necessarily always specifically. When I go topical, I want to spread out to the bigger idea beyond that. Simply because when you get too topical, it's easy to talk about the stupidity that is our every branch of government right now. But there's something bigger beyond that. Whatever. I'm getting into heady shit. It's probably the weed or something. Anyways, so that was the first podcast, and hope you enjoy. Make sure you follow me at K Marion Comedy on Instagram, Kimberly Marion on Facebook. Yeah, I'm old like that. I still rock with the Facebook. I'm still on the book, the Facebook. That was definitely old. I'm on Twitter at K Marion Comedy, so follow me there. Got shows and updates and all that great stuff. And check out the Happy Corner, old podcast I did with Amy Blaze. Check out Ian Ellis, who inspired me to do this podcast. Support your local comedy scene, whoever's listening to this. And I don't know. You know what? I'll leave on a positive note. I'll leave you with a quote quote that I live by, that I wrote in a piece of poetry. It is, find confidence in your fear and find freedom in uncertainty. Find confidence in your fear and find freedom in your uncertainty. Take care and have a good one, man. Holla back. See you next week. Well, not see you, but you know what I'm saying.